coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. The issue of purse pooling has once again resurfaced, and it continues to gain momentum, a very touchy, contentious issue. We'll talk some more about that on this edition of Trot Radio. Before we get started, it's time to take care of some housekeeping issues. I want to give a big shout-out to Ruli and Lily and the gang at Mac Lily Farms Limited that participated in a big fundraiser during the awards night at Western Fair, proceeds of which were going to the Haitian Relief Fund. My hat is off to the Southwestern Ontario Horseman. Listen to this. She says, "Dear Norm, we raised $2,925. It was matched by Food for the Poors." Now, remember, that's that organization that Liz Mara's Mike Galata is involved with. And the upshot of it is the horsemen have built a home in Haiti. Ruline Lilly, you are our good guy person of the month, as are all the horse people down in southwestern Ontario. All right. Purse pooling. Very contentious issue. With me on the other end of my line to discuss it further is Dr. Ted Clark, General Manager of Grand River Raceway. Dr. Clark, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
I should point out and provide this disclaimer from the outset that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily those of Rideau-Carlton Raceway. I wanted to get that out of the way because of what it is specifically we're talking about.
And just on that count, I'm probably speaking from the point of view of myself and no one else.
All right. Well, we've taken care of the legal house cleaning. Purse pooling, in a word, for it or against it?
I'm a qualified observer of the initiative simply because I see it having so many implications in so many directions that to simply say yes or no, I think, is not a position where I have enough information to say that I'm for or against.
Negative implications and positive, which are the ones on both sides that stand out in your mind?
I think if you look at it from the industry perspective, we have a whole lot of assets. I think if you look at those assets and then think about the fact that we have a problem of distribution of our signal and penetration into the marketplace, it's probably wise that you take into account many factors before you jump on any particular bandwagon. And I'm happy that the Racing Commission has initiated a process whereby we'll get the opportunity to address those issues.
Obviously, purse pooling, as you said, has many implications. What would be a positive that you see from observing the debate?
If, in fact, purse pooling is used to enhance our ability to address the issues I saw as lacking in our approach to this recovery, a very easy example to talk about is the provincial levy that supports the OSS program.
Right.
That amounts to about $12 million coming out of the wagering public. If, in fact, that levy was removed and replaced by slot revenue or increased slot revenue, you would immediately address one issue, the take-up. But in addressing that issue, you would immediately remove about $12 million from overnight purses across the province, including a significant amount of purse money from the Woodbine purse pool. And so there's a negative and offsetting balance in that in that equation.
You made an interesting comment in the Guelph Mercury, and it's one that really speaks for itself. But when it comes to the idea of pooling purses and sending more to the Woodbines of the world to somehow make them more attractive, number one, it doesn't amount to much no matter how much you send. And number two, it's not like Woodbine's racing for ribbons right now.
I don't entirely agree with that. I think the one thing that has happened is that there appears to be a changing balance within the industry that has probably been to the detriment of overnight racing at Woodbine.
And how is that, sir?
Well, if you think about the fact that many horses can now earn a very significant level of income racing at a lesser site where less betting takes place, then you see the industry as a whole, the wagering portion of our industry, is challenged by the fact that not as many people are going to play a horse like XLB Patrick racing at Grand River as they would play if he was racing at Woodbine. But if the opposite, like, and there is an opposite to almost everything you can suggest, in that XL Bay Patrick is much more suited to racing on a half-mile track than he is on a 7/8. So there's always this issue of balance, and that's why we need significant discussion to get all of those items addressed.
Let me ask you, because Woodbine has been writing, and much to everybody's surprise or chagrin, take it the way you want, but, you know, they have been, they've been writing 8,500 claimers. Now, is that, you think, in response to the fact that the bigger, better horses are going to the B tracks to get a quick check, and Woodbine's got to fill a card, so they'll basically invite the lesser caliber stock to race there?
I'm probably not in an informed enough position to make a comment on that.
It
would appear that that's the case. Obviously, Woodbine needs to present a card of 11 or 12 races a night like everybody else, and one way or another, it's necessary to get them, and it requires purse money to do that. And that's the issue. The issue is, how do we get this balanced up to make the best opportunities for everybody?
Ian Fleming says in the same article in the Guelph Mercury that he's okay with sending purse money to the Woodbines of the world, and it just means that somehow he'll have a more competitive card at Clinton. Well, he may well do that, but you know, when you're taking your best talent out of there as a handicapper, five claimers are five claimers. And yeah, they may be evenly matched, but they're also evenly matched in the fact that they're so inconsistent, generally. You're dealing with a lesser caliber horse, so I'm not sure, and then again, this is just my opinion, I'm not sure that would go a long way.
Again, I think the total amount of purse money that could be moved from Clinton to anywhere might be not a significant amount to change, certainly, the outcome at Woodbine.
You talked about Woodstock. Huge purses, 100 people in the stands, $10,000 handles. How is that good for business?
What's good about it is that racing is still going on in Woodstock. There are a number of places where racing isn't still going on. And if you look at Orangeville, a growing community where an opportunity has been squandered, I think it's worthwhile not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, or whatever it is that you want to refer to it as. The opportunity still exists in Woodstock. I think, rather than looking at it in a negative, if you look at it as an opportunity, it's one of the places that's creating some purse money. It's a place where people obviously still go. They go there to the slot parlor. So it may be a microcosm of our greater issue across the province.
Well, we will move on with this story in the future. I know that the ORC is putting a structure in place where these ideas can then be filtered through and put into some sort of a plan of action. We'll see where it goes. It is a very difficult, touchy situation. And once again, we appreciate your input here on Trot Radio, Dr. Clark. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.